If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where we are heard after our program airs on WROL, which airs on the radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. And then the program drops on your favorite podcast platform and at Catholic Audio Media. And you can also find some of the platforms there at Catholic Audio Media. Look for on your platform Catholic Audio Media as one word, or if you're on Spotify, look for it as three words. Well, here we are we're going to hear actually the homily from the third Sunday of Easter. And this was my homily answering the question, why didn't Jesus just go to the town square in Jerusalem, or for that matter, the temple, after he resurrected from the dead? Let's go over to the 4 o'clock p.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.
One question we can reflect on is, how come Jesus never went back to the town square to prove that he had resurrected from the dead? That would have been an interesting scene, and all the people who said he is not the Messiah hopefully would have said, oh, obviously he was or is. Well, the answer to the question is something I touched on Easter Sunday, and we're continuing in the Easter season, and we can see it in our history. If you remember, on Easter Sunday, I talked to you about Copernicus. And that center, that is like the center event for many of the reality of our world today. And Copernicus, of course, was the one who discovered that the Earth went around the sun and not what people thought the other way around. But he was terrified by what reaction that would produce. And so, knowing this for quite some time, he decided not to reveal it until he reached his deathbed. That way, he wouldn't get any pushback because he'd be dead. So that's what he did. And on his deathbed, he revealed all his calculations and everything that showed that, in fact, the Earth revolved around the sun. So Galileo became the lightning rod for all the pushback. We see again something similar. Now, keep in mind that Copernicus, people couldn't accept Copernicus for about 200 years. And Copernicus actually wasn't so much an astronomical reality as much as an anthropological, because the whole thing was Copernicus proved that we weren't astronomically and therefore anthropologically in the center of the universe. And that was the point. That's what had people so upset. Well, then you go 200 years, or actually more than that, several hundred years later, and you have the reality of Darwin. Similar to Copernicus, Darwin himself did not reveal right away his discoveries, and I think it was about 20 years before he finally revealed them, because he knew there would be great pushback. And so he stayed quiet for about 20 years, and then eventually he released his Origin of the Species, and that was not quite 200 years ago, or maybe roughly, and still people are arguing about it. Today, someone approached me actually online because he is absolutely believes that there was no evolution and the church does not teach it. Actually, it does. One of the interesting things that Chris Hedges brought out is in a book he wrote about Christianity and its political effects. I don't remember the title right now. But one of the things he brought out is that there is a museum for Christianity that shows humans and dinosaurs living together. I think it shows humans riding on dinosaurs. Well, why would that be the case? Well, first of all, that never happened, but the museum says it does, because if you don't believe, if you only believe in Genesis, the Genesis account, then you have to figure out what to do with the dinosaur bones and fossils that are found in light of your belief that the Earth is only 6,000 years old and all the creatures were built all at once. So people surmise that there was a time that dinosaurs and humans lived together at the same time. They didn't. We believe more the scientific explanation. And interestingly enough, if you didn't know this, there are dinosaur fossils that you can find out in the western part of the state, especially at Dinosaur Footprints Reservation out in Holyoke. So that's one of the issues. And so still people today are saying they refuse to believe in evolution. They refuse to understand it within the context of what we believe. And so people are still fighting that. So let's go all the way back to the time of Jesus. Why did he only appear to 500 people? Why didn't he go stand in the town square and say, "Here I am"? Because just like the other two discoveries, and of course his was a revelation, people wouldn't be able to accept it. We saw, in fact, that the Pharisees wanted to kill Lazarus because people were going after Jesus because of Lazarus. They were so just close-minded to all of this. So he knew that just like the other discoveries, some people could accept it, a lot of people couldn't. He knew, knowing the human race and humanity, he knew that he had to limit who saw him, so that, in fact, with the 500 people, that would start the movement, because otherwise there'd be this tremendous pushback, which there was anyway, but even more so, that would undermine what he was trying to do. So that's a powerful reality that we see with that. In we're seeing this focus on Jesus understanding the reality of humanity. Well, there's another little phrase in there that's important, because he opens the minds to all the people of the scriptures. Well, we also believe that in the future, all will see Jesus come back in glory, however we understand that. So if all this is predicted in the time of Moses and the prophets about Jesus' death and resurrection, then how much more can we expect that to come true? But understand what that really means. It means there will come a time where Christ will be revealed, in the point that all will realize that he is real, that Christ did rise from the dead, that he is the second person of the Trinity, and everything he teaches and taught in the past, all is true. And at that point, people will understand and realize that this is all true. But just like in the time of Copernicus, just like in the time of Darwin, just like in the time of the apostles, there are many people who aren't ready for that moment yet. And we are waiting, as that time will clearly come.
Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't forget, you also have an invitation to our parish. You know, we are bringing you our program, Delivering God's Word, to you who may not be able to attend Mass on Sunday, or if you go to another church because you're not Catholic, you're not able to attend, or you do, but you're looking for that support, you're looking for that additional uplift. Well, that's what we do here. And just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs, and we're called to spread his word by being a channel of his grace for you, even if you can't come to Mass or go to whatever church to hear it. And that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to you so that you can bring it to others. But we can't do that alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be a part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. Contact me over at St. Anthony Parish. We're on the website at ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. So that's stanthonyalston.org. You see how you can contact us either by email or by telephone. And let me know if you'd like to be a sponsor or an underwriter of the program. Well, here we are. It is obviously this very special time of Easter, and part of Easter is recognizing Jesus' resurrection and how important that is, and how important that is to live that faith. And we're living at a time where we're actually called to share it, because a lot of people believe, and this clearly came out of the Divine Mercy teaching from St. Faustina, that it could be that, relatively speaking, the time is short. Now, when I say that, I don't mean, well, we can plan everything to Jesus to return by the 1st of July, because that's when the new fiscal year begins. No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying where a lot is in place that, you know, maybe within the next 100 years, maybe not, that we can expect to see our Lord in a way that he predicted through the scriptures, as he did, as he demonstrated to those who discovered he really did resurrect from the dead. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.